Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we are starting a series in June. We're calling it Our New Landscape, and this is going to be part one. We're going to be talking about creative play, and I am excited. We got a couple of lovely ladies scooting up to the table tonight. Miss Kelly, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us here at the cafe. Oh, say it again.
I got like 10 pounds of hair cut off. It's lovely.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about that. I mean, that's part of our play tonight that we're going to be talking about. That'll be awesome, awesome. And we've had Miss Judy Takano on before. She's one of my lovely sisters. And, boy, if anybody knows how to bring play into her life, that would be my sister, Judy. Hey, Jude, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, 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 I'm doing well. Nice to be with you both tonight.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward. We're going to have a great conversation. So Kelly had been talking a couple weeks ago about how she had done some hopscotch in her hallway as part of her way of having her home be a more playful place. And I just wanted to get a little bit of talking about what play is. And boy, if you go on anything on the internet, there are TED Talks, there are just so many programs. Gosh, I think it's been since the mid-70s that they've really been studying and looking at play. And we need to be up in our game because, boy, as an adult, we need to be looking at play in just a really a way that can be so good for us. You know, it increases our trust. It can increase your memory. It's helping you to be a risk taker, problem solving, helps with productivity and your well-being. It's been shown to increase your immune system. And more than, I think, anything, one of the reasons I think we really want to talk about now with COVID and everything that's going on, it helps you to handle challenges. And the definition of play is engage in activity for enjoyment and recreation for no practical purpose. But I think there's a lot of purposes behind all that. I know. I'm like, I'm going to kind of put the definition back to Webster or whoever I got that definition from and say, maybe we need to look a little deeper with that whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jude, what do you think about the fact of maybe tell everybody what you do a little bit more and then how you incorporate play with just different aspects of your life?
Well, I am blessed to own an organization called the Career Institute, and I started it over 20 years ago. And what I do is I work with at-risk youth, helping them with job training and job placement and really finding their place in the world. And it's awesome to talk about play with that in mind because so many times kids come to me and they think, oh, I'm signing up for work. I'm signing up for training. And it's like it's a death sentence. And no, that's not exactly what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create some passion and some interest in your life that you can't wait to get up in the morning to go to work for. And so it's fun to play that role in somebody's life and just say to them, you can pretty much have whatever you want. It's all up to you and how you want to do it. I had the great opportunity last week to sit down with Robin and one of her daughters, and we had some time to just talk about playing and creating some fun in Miss Katie's life, and it was lovely. It was a really nice experience to do that.
Yeah, it's always nice to get that other opinion. You know how, like Mom says, you know, go have play, and she's like, what does that mean? You know, you bring more people to the table that are talking about it. You know, maybe it's true that we can actually do that. You know, I can make a living and and have aspects of my job that I just love and I have fun doing it. And I think that's really what I think the underlining part of this conversation I want to have tonight with you ladies is that is this, you know, can I bring fun? Can I bring an enjoyment into different aspects of a life? Sure, there's going to be things that aren't so much fun, but there's always going to be something that I heard somebody one time say, you know, find your fun. And I think that's really true. If we, just like anything, when it comes to positive thought, being able to look at things in a way that can be proactive, I think finding fun and having it be something that can really generate a lot of good things in your life as well as others, is just, it's a win-win proposition. So how about you, Cal?
How have I been finding fun? How do I create fun?
Yeah, where do you see fun with the different stuff you've got going on?
So I think it's really important to laugh with people, especially going through healing. And I tend to be the perfect straight man, straight person. So humor is not necessarily my strong suit. And there can be entertaining ways and there can be fun ways that, like, the body talks to us, that, yeah. And for myself, because fun isn't a go-to, I have to, like, schedule fun in, which sort of sounds counterintuitive. But if I don't do things like make a hopscotch court in my hallway, I'm not going to do it. And for me, it's just more about feeling lighter and not taking things so seriously, as opposed to and that's where it is for me right now. I'm open to it changing. And when it feels light and flowing, that's where I have fun with stuff. And, like, trying to, like setting up the hopscotch court in my hallway, kind of, it's a little bit of work for me. And I have fun when I do it, but I also feel sort of a little self-conscious because it's too.
No one can see you, Kelly. No one.
I think it's really, really telling of, like, okay, so how did this whole scotch shop thing start? Did you just think about when you were little and, gosh, you're like, God, I really like doing that? Or how did you get inspired to even think of the idea of putting that in your hallway?
Part of it was I was spending way, way, way too much time sitting, and I needed to get my body moving.
Okay.
And I was being way, way, way too serious, and I needed to bring some lightness to it. And so I got a hula hoop, and that is highly entertaining to watch if you're not me.
Yeah, it's fun to watch somebody else do it, but when you try to do it, you go, I'm not so good at that. Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, that's not quite working. So I'm like, okay, so what else?
But I can put it on my arm. I can do a really good arm hula hoop. That's good.
Me too.
I think that's the idea, though.
Not so much.
Right.
And, you know, I was like, okay, what can I do that isn't going to cost me any money, that's going to get me moving, that might make me laugh? And I saw on Amazon when I bought the hula hoop, I saw hopscotch courts, which you can buy a hopscotch court for like $250. I was like, oh my God, I could just get like tape and do it in my hallway. And that's kind of where it started.
Winning.
I have tape. I already have tape. I can do that.
So did you use like painter's tape or what did you use on your floor? I don't know. I just want to get into
painter's
this.
Tape.
I think it's painter's tape. Okay. And how many squares do you have?
The 10. But
I was
going to
say 10,
okay.
Of course. She's going for it. Well, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, hey, it depends on how much you're going to put yourself out there, girl. You know.
Did you buy
little bean bags or what did you do for your marker?
I didn't remember the marker to begin with, and so I was just, you know, hopscotching down the court on one leg and hopscotching the other way on the other leg, and then I'm like, wait, I think there was more to this than this, right? So then I'd hopscotch, and I'd lean over, and I'd put my fist on the floor, And then I'd hop, stretch, and I'd lean over and put my other fist on the floor. And when I got to the doubles, I'd lean over and put a fist on the floor.
So, okay.
Found that I had more balance on one leg than the other. But as I hopped I got more balance on both. And I found that, like, when I, quote, bent down to pick up the marker, on one side, it was a little bit more challenging than the other, and so I kept playing with that until they were both balanced.
Nice. So how are you doing now? You're just like, just whip through it, no big deal, right?
Some days, yeah. Other days, not
much. I love the pause. I love the pause, like, some days. Well, you know what? I've got some tile on my floors and my I could probably just make it with the tile I've got. I just use that and there you go. I hadn't thought about that. Now, does your husband Paul also play?
Oh no.
Oh
he
no.
He's very entertained okay. watching me, but he does not play.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Well, not
knowing Paul, he does. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But the reason I wanted to talk about it was just that I think that's part of what play is too, is figuring out how we would do that. Right? It's the creative juices to put myself into a place where, I mean, you know, how many people put hopscotch in their hallway? And I think that's awesome.
Right.
And the fact you've got a hula hoop, that's awesome too. So, you know, it's that, and I think it's really important that we talk about scheduling play because it's just like anything else. I mean, you get to a point like when you first start working out and all that kinds of stuff, you have to schedule when you're going to work out and you've got to think about when you're going to get your food and reorganize that and all that kinds of stuff. And unfortunately, as we get older, adults just aren't, you know, they think it's something that children do. When you look at other mammals, and gosh, our little furry friends, they play all their lives. Cats, dogs, all these guys know that it's really important to just get in there and kind of play and all that. I heard when I was looking through some research and stuff, one of the TED Talks talked about polar bear that had come into a more residential area. And there was a female husky that it could have gone bad and, you know, she could have been lunch for him. But she had a ball in her mouth and they wound up playing with each other. And thank goodness there was a photographer there a little bit farther away. And he basically recorded a lot of the activity. And it was just this real playful engagement that they had with one another. You know, and I was supposed to polar bear and a husky that normally they would – you know, not be in a place where they would actually play with one another. And I just think that just shows that we have so much to learn from animals about the way that they are just so playful and they are just so forgiving. They're so in the present moment. You know, 10 minutes ago I was in trouble, but now you love me, right? You know, I can wag my tail and it's super cute. Nah, here you go. I'm looking pretty lovely. So, you know, what do you guys think about, Amy? I love Judy to talk about, you know, scheduling play and what would that look like? I know, you know, from just, you know, being with Judy and being her sister, just the amount of, like, Judy looks for fun. She looks for play. And do you have people in your life that you feel like you have to schedule that, or is it even something maybe you don't really talk about it, but something that you do, where you have to schedule the play as well?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about some philosophies I have around play, but I first would feel terrible if I didn't congratulate Kelly for taking control of her fun and intentionally setting that in her life, because when you're not focused on fun, that's not your first thing you're going to think to do. And so yay for you, Kelly, that you are doing that for yourself and you're creating that space of woohoo in your life, because when it's not your nature, that's hard to do. So as I was thinking yesterday when Robin said to me, come on and talk about fun, I was like, well, hello, yeah, I'd love to talk about fun for sure. And I kind of thought about some of my philosophies of what I think about. And one of there's about five or six here that I want to share with you. Don't care what other people are thinking of you when you're having fun. Be courteous, be respectful, but have fun. Laugh, enjoy yourself. Fun attracts fun, right? As long as you're doing it in a respectful, kind way. And so that's really one of the things that we have to get around ourselves with. And I love the fact that Kelly said, I'm self-conscious about that, because you know what? I am too. I have so much fun when I allow myself to say, yeah, heck with it. People really want to be in that space. And so if you will go there and you'll model it for people, they will come with you for sure. I think you have to plan it and you have to be intentional. And Kelly's story was so perfect for that, because you know what? That is not her go-to, but she said, I need movement and I need fun. And that's the way she did it was perfect, right? She just went to her resource and it's everybody else's resource, Amazon. And said, I'm going to do
Gramazon.
This. And, oh, by the way,
Judy likes to call it Gramazon.
I can do this myself. Yes, Gramazon. I call it Gramazon for sure. And I think creating a new source of fun and joy for herself that she didn't expect is just such a blessing in her life. It's so cool. And the other thing, it keeps you young. When you're enjoying yourself and you're having fun, you feel younger. And who doesn't want to feel younger? You know, it's just a great thing for right now. In creating color and environment changes and people that bring you joy. So when you said, dude, is there certain people that bring you joy? Well, hell yeah, there is. Robin and I meet every Thursday morning and we have breakfast together, and I don't never know what ride we're going to take, because Robin is a fun creature. She is what I have four sisters, and she is definitely my most fun sister, because I don't ever know where that's going to go. But I have travel mates in my life. I have different people in my life that serve different roles for me, because I'm a diverse person and I like different things. And so if you want to have fun, you have to create it, right? And so when I think of my birthday, for many, many years, I just let my birthday go and I'd let people chime in and that kind of thing. Oh, no, not anymore. I create it. I'm very intentional about the day, who's going to be there, how we're going to do it. And so I think knowing yourself enough to take responsibility for your fun is really important to do.
Was that it? That was a list.
So, well, there's a couple more. You want more?
Go ahead.
I can give you a couple
more.
Go
ahead, yeah.
Remember,
that
one of the other things is remember you're a kid. You're still in there. You might look like a 55-year-old lady like I am now. There is this raging little child inside of me that loves to come out. And so on Fridays, I'm lucky enough to have my two grandchildren who are 3 and 5 little girls. And we just play. We go to the park. We have toys. We just play. And, you know, it has been an absolute joy for me to give myself the permission to do that. And I don't know that I would have done that at the level I had if I hadn't had two little sweet girls to do it with. And so if you don't have children, adopt some for the day. Some parent will be very happy that you have them. Or find a couple, you know, adults that act like children and play with them for the day. Because there's plenty of people out there that just need to have joy brought to their life. One of the things that I love so much about Robin as she runs her flower shop is they go and they take breaks and they have food and they play games. Who does that as a boss? That is so super cool. And so I think that's a very intentional way for her to have staff development. And it brings so much benefit to her company. I'm planning a retreat right now. We do an annual retreat every year. And it's not a retreat this year. It's called a fun treat. And so we've came up with all these great ideas on how we're going to incorporate fun into our retreat this year, because everybody just needs a little more fun right now. So those are the kinds of things I'm thinking of right now, you know?
Well, and just to appreciate one another, because, I mean, one another thing that fun does, it helps us to appreciate one another in ways that we wouldn't normally have, like, in the workplace. Because, I mean, you know, one thing I've learned is I love playing Uno, because it's just such a spontaneous game that you never know where it's going to go. And I think part of what that game does is it teaches you to be able to turn on a dime, to be a risk taker, to look at life from a different perspective, and to be able to just go with the changes all the time. And I think that's something that's really important, that we learn that we're capable of that and we can do it with other people in a kind way. Like you said, I'm not in a way that I can just have fun with that person, and that we're going to solve a problem together. That's why teamwork and all that stuff is really good. One thing I love to do and actually learned this when my kids were little, because I didn't wait till I was a grandmother to have fun with like childlike stuff, is I would go to the different toy store. I mean, go into a toy store and walk around and just see things that I just find amusing and love them. And I had a toy box and my kids had a toy box. So I had toys that I liked and I would let my kids play with them, but they had to take them and put them away in my toy box when they were done. And sometimes I would get it out just to kind of get them in a play mood. I would get mine out and start playing with them. And sure enough, just like Jude said, is play is contagious. So it really encourages other people to like, oh, is it time to get my stuff out and get a little bit creative here? I always had a backpack with at least 5 or 6 different odd things that didn't really go together. And I would show them how we could use this to this and this to that and all that. And Katie and I would go to the hardware store and I would just pull something out, or we'd walk down an aisle and I go, God, what else can we do with this? And we'd just look and being able to just play with the idea of it wasn't what it was supposed to be for. What else could we do with it? And I think that's one reason why she does cosplay and costuming and stuff like that now, and really sees things from a different perspective, because, you know, it might appear to be, you know, I don't know, whatever, some kind of a tube or whatever. And she makes it into this beautiful, you know, wand or, you know, or weapon or something like that that's for a character. So it's being able to think out of the box and being able to play with those ideas, I think that really can help people. So I just really want to challenge everybody to just, you know, find some fun buddies, find some play buddies that you can start having different kinds of activities with you. I mean, just like Jude said, I think it's really great that people maybe that you play cards with or dice or something like that, but have other activities maybe where you're going to play kickball, or, you know, you're playing hopscotch or whatever really can get you going, whatever can get you going in just different aspects of your life. And, you know, Judy and I love to do that. We'll sit and we'll find out. We'll have different things that we both have come across in our own way. And then I'll share something with her. And we just start having these really great brainstorming sessions that are just super fun.
Yeah,
because we don't limit each other to saying, well, you know that we, well, no, we couldn't do that. It was just like one of the things that I'm really great is like, how many can we do in 2 minutes? And just like, just throw all these different ideas out and see what sticks on the wall. I think it's really literally find things that you can throw on the wall and see what they're going to stick. You know how that goes, and being able to do that.
Right.
I saw another thing too with getting ready for the show, where a bunch of people were going to get together in an office situation where they had a conference room, and they all put on painter overalls, you know, like the body suits that you wear when you're going to paint and get heavy duty with it. And when they all had markers and they were writing ideas on each other's backs and stuff, and they would basically could take it off, and that was the notes of the meeting. So they basically wrote
on each other
instead of writing down notes. Yeah. I mean, you could do stuff like that where it wouldn't necessarily be the notes for the meeting. You could write different kinds of stuff and, like, you know, have like a doodle party and doodle on each other. I mean, that would be fun. So
yeah,
like
let me say so one thing, Robin, about work.
Sure.
Bringing work humor into your work. Obviously, it needs to be appropriate, but people love to work with people that are funny and people that make them feel good. And so, if you can incorporate that into your work style, it is a great blessing to other people, because not everybody has that ability to create fun in their life because they're so limited by what other people think. And so at every meeting that I run, I always have, you know, we're going to wear cowboy hats today, or we're going to do this, and somebody's going to get a $5 Starbucks card. And there's always some kind of a game or something creative that's going on, because it makes people want to participate more, you know? And so, what I just did with my company, of course, everything's on Zoom right now, so I'm alternating who's in charge of the fun for each meeting. And so it's never just one person. So I'm trying to create more fun meisters in my life, right?
Nice.
Because, you know, if other people can bring joy and creativity and fun, you'll learn from them. And so we have had a heck of a good time for the last 3 months playing games and just all kinds of shenanigans at our staff meetings, which, you know, it makes people want to be there. It's not just another Zoom meeting. So that's a cool way to think about incorporating just a little bit of fun in your life, too.
I had another talk that I'd watched where one of the guys that was one of the fathers of studying creativity, when he started his own company, he decided that everybody that worked there, he wanted them to feel like this was a place where they could be creative. So there's a couple components that he really worked at to make sure that it was a place of play. And one was just this real important level, like we're talking about, of camaraderie where you can, I'm in a safe place and I could talk about whatever I want to talk about. And we're going to typically going to be in this place where it's all about being able to generate ideas. And nothing's wrong. It's like there's always only going to be right things. There's something's a little more right than another. And that's really the only way of definition. And I think by the time he got done, he had like 500 people that he called them all friends. And that was this really tight knit they have. So you think of like Pixar and some of these places where they just strive to have these really creative environments that really just nurture all the creativity that can come out of that when people are just being just really encouraged to have fun and enjoy one another and see where that leads when it comes to being able to just throw ideas out there and see what happens with that. So I want to go back to Kelly for a second because it just seems that, you know, here she's been a body worker for a long time. And I can't help but think that there's been some funny things that have happened when she's been working with people and, you know, listening to the body. I'm sure there's been some funny things you wanted to laugh at. Listening to the body giving you messages. Yeah, I love that you've done like, anything with that that you can share about that. I think that would be interesting to bring to the table.
The first one that comes in is I had my hands on somebody's liver and we were just kind of checking in with it and seeing how it was doing. And we asked if it needed anything and it said carrots. And it was like so clear, carrots. Okay. So we both started laughing and I was like, okay, so are they cooked carrots or raw carrots? Are they cubed or diced or sliced? Are they juiced? How much are they? And talking with the liver gave this person, and it was her answers. I was asking questions and holding the liver and being entertained by the clarity with which the liver spoke through her. And a month later, after she'd been eating the carrots the way the liver said to eat the carrots, she noticed that her eyes were feeling better.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, there's really something to that when you're like, carrots are for the eyes, that's for sure. It looks like an eye, it's for an eye. Yeah, well, it's the doctrine of signatures. You go back to, back to Greek times when they were talking about all the different things that foods tell you what they are. So that's a different conversation. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And at that time, that wasn't a real big thing. That was just in its infancy.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. But I can just imagine, with working with people that the body can just be this humorous thing that, if it really listened to it, there's all kinds of funny things that can have as part of a conversation,
Generally, when we're doing that kind of work, the body says or does something that both of us start laughing at.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens like every session.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people wouldn't necessarily think that your body's got a sense of humor, but hey, why not? And your body loves to play, that's for sure, because it wants to be able to have that fun activity with you. Yeah. So we've got a couple minutes left. I wanted to go ahead and do a quick meditation for tapping into our playfulness. And so you guys want to tag along? That sounds like a fun thing to do.
Sure.
Meditation here.
Do it.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a couple of deep breaths in. And out. And again, breathing in and out. And imagine yourself with a beautiful ball, this lovely ball that you've had for a long time. And you just love this ball. Oh my gosh, you have so much fun with this ball. And you're ageless. It's not like you have to think about when you were young or when you were old. You're just in this place of tapping into just the play that always wants to be inside of you. And imagine that you're bouncing the ball up and down, and you just catch it effortlessly, and you just love the way it sounds when you hit it on the ground, and you love watching it and being able to just have that eye-hand coordination and being able to pick it up. And you grab it from the ground, and you pick it up, and you throw it up in the air. And you could see it with the light, with the sky. Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. And as it comes back down, you just easily catch it and be able to hold it to your heart. And you breathe in and out. And you feel the biggest smile on your face. And your body just feels so energized with love and play. Because that's just who you are as a being. You're playful.
in every way. So take a breath in and out. And in and out. And allow yourself to smile, feeling the play.
Okay, you guys want to go get a ball now, right?
Woo-hoo! For sure.
I know Judy's got one. She's got little ones. And her little grandbabies, they love to play ball. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
So you can add that to your hopscotch.
Absolutely.
There you go. You can play hopscotch. I know. New game. New game. A new level for Miss Kelly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is such a fabulous topic, and really want to encourage people to go out there and find a little bit. You know, you make a list of things that you love to do that are playful. You know, go to the store or go on Amazon and just look at different things that are for play, and really allow yourself to get into that. Another thing I think has been really fun lately, if you go on YouTube, they've been doing James and the Giant Peach. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not. So put James and the Giant Peach on YouTube, and they're doing a couple chapters with each episode, and it's all these actors that are basically doing all the voices. And gosh, I just think that's so playful, being able to do that. And one thing I really love about it is you get to see all the reactions from all the actors while the other ones are doing the voices. It's super fun. So, and they're all a little off. They're a little bit more than they need to be with these characters. So it just makes them that much more fun because they're really not making a lot of rules about how they're doing the play, how they're doing this book. They're just enjoying the topic and enjoying the character. So that's part of the fun with all that. So that's kind of my little last minute thing to throw in there. So, you know, there's so many creative things going on right now with, you know, people really looking at new ways to be able to express themselves through the internet and just being able to connect with one another. So, you know, hey, you know, find some games that you can play Zoom with people over the internet. There's all kinds of possibilities of having online gaming going on. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a video game. It could be bringing some of these great old games out and you play Password or something like that and have it be something you play over the internet. Or Bingo. Bingo would be a great one.
Yeah.
What's the one where you draw and they have to figure out what it is? What's that one called? Pictionary. Yeah. So, you know, get your family together and start doing some different play games where you guys can Zoom with one another until you can get back together. You know, it'll be sooner than later and you're able to practice. And when you do get together, it'll be that much more fun. So make it really great. Mm-hmm. So, well, thank you, ladies. This was fun. Thanks for playing.
You. Thank you.
It was fun.
Great to be with you both.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time
night.
Here at the cafe.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.